2 weeks ago, a Lamoille County wedding photographer decided to turn his lens onto his neighbors. He's been capturing them at home on their front porches as they wait out the pandemic. He's freely sharing the images and hoping his subjects will pay it forward to the local food shelf. VPR's Amy Kolb-Noyes produced this audio postcard.
Hi, I'm Jay Kennedy, and I live in Elmore, Vermont. I'm a professional photographer, have been my whole life, and I'm a career wedding photographer doing over 1,200 weddings. And I've had this situation where, of course, there's no weddings with the rules that are going on. So I came up with this project after seeing something similar on TV that somebody else was doing, and I came up with a cause, which was Lamoille County Food Share Incorporated. And I found people very, very receptive to getting in on the project and supporting the food shelf. If they can't do that, obviously, I don't care if they make a donation. If they're not able to, I'm here just to record the moment in time, and the food shelf is primary benefit of it, and we hope that people that can will contribute. It's called Porch Portraits, and it involves me showing up announced sometimes, mostly announced. I make a trek around the community looking for people willing to have their pictures taken.
Good morning. Are you ready for me?
We are so ready for you.
Well, you have a beautiful family. I can't wait. This is exciting.
I took a nostalgic look at it, and I tried to put it back in a timepiece, so I decided to do the project in black and white. It's just so timeless, and it gets rid of all the distractions and really picks out the people. And it just has a cool feel to it.
It's really good light for us, too, here this morning, so this is ideal.
All right.
This is exactly what we're looking for.
Most are contacting me through Facebook because I can keep track of it that way. With social media, it's a big, big help for me to track these folks and coordinate where they are because I'm sort of like a ping pong ball. This morning I was in South Woodbury, West Woodbury, Hardwick, and I've made my way over into Hyde Park, Morrisville, and the edge of Johnson. And I've done 15 this morning and probably another 12 on the books this afternoon. It took off on fire. I did one and it turned into, I've got way over 100 in the books as of this morning. I'm currently booking in between shoots. I think it's really a social thing that they've not seen anyone and been kind of locked in. And it's kind of nice just to socialize and, you know, have the family together and mark a moment in time. I think people are appreciating each other a little bit more. I see a lot of kindness and generosity, and people are really tickled when we show up.
Nice little breeze in the air that helps with the hair. Beautiful. Oh, that's awesome, guys. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for doing this.
And thank you for donating to
Pets are a very integral part of these families, and I don't even have to ask. They want to involve their pets of all sorts. I've had rabbits, chickens, dogs, cats. I think I've got goats coming up, a cow. I just booked one last night with a cow or a calf. So that's pretty exciting that people involve what they feel is their family too, and reflects what they're all about. I think there's a story to every photograph, and there's a lot of feeling going on, and I still see a lot of happiness out there. I don't think it's all bad. I think there's a lot of people still positive. We just have to get through this together.